A few days back in the news, you must have seen that India, with the help of DRDO, has successfully tested its long-range supersonic missile-assisted torpedo system. This system is a next-generation missile-based standoff torpedo delivery system designed to enhance anti-submarine warfare capability. So let's try to understand one by one. What is anti-submarine warfare? By looking at the name, you can easily figure it out. Basically, a country can use ships, aircraft, submarines, or any other platforms to find, track, damage, or destroy enemy submarines. So basically, this new long-range supersonic missile that has been tested by DRDO is meant to destroy enemy submarines. Now, if you look at this term, supersonic missile-assisted torpedo system, why have they used the word torpedo? If you are aware, a torpedo is the main weapon of a submarine. But then here we have tested a supersonic missile. Now, this missile will carry a torpedo. So obviously, this missile has some sort of release mechanisms. That means the missile is a supersonic missile that will be launched from a ground mobile launcher. Since it is a supersonic missile, that means it will cover a great amount of distance in less time. During the missile's flight time, a canister will open and that will release the actual torpedo that has the warhead. And this torpedo will further navigate. Because this entire system is a two-stage solid propulsion system, that means the actual hypersonic missile as well as the torpedo both have a rocket engine that uses solid propellants. With the help of inbuilt navigation, the torpedo will then strike the enemy submarine, whether it is above or below the water. Because the name of this system also has the word torpedo, that means it can also go into the water and strike the enemy submarine. That is how this entire system has been named as Supersonic Missile Assisted Torpedo System. Conventionally, if you see, the torpedoes are supposed to be fired from a submarine. But here we are using a supersonic missile that will carry the torpedo from a ground mobile launcher to hit the enemy submarine. This missile is equipped with a state-of-the-art millimeter wave technology, which provides high precision strike capability from a long distance. Millimeter wave technology uses extremely high frequency bands, something in the range of 30 to 300 gigahertz, which basically helps in establishing reliable wireless connections, so that the torpedo hits the target with absolute precision. Now, all these numbers that I'm saying are all in the public domain, and needless to say, the actual numbers are highly classified, which is a good thing. But then if you notice, India is developing hypersonic weapons at a rapid pace. And that too, the propulsion system is purely indigenous. At a time when military forces throughout the world are obsessed with speed, whether it is jet aircraft, missiles or even bullets, India is part of those few nations that have successfully developed its own propulsion system. And that too at an economical cost. If you see, that is a huge achievement. Anyhow, my point is, today military forces throughout the world are working on hypersonic missiles that eventually could travel through the air at about 7 times the speed of sound. That day will not be far when India will also rapidly expand its hypersonic capability at sea. Right now, Russia and the United States have made progress in achieving underwater speed. Indian Navy will soon go hypersonic in the coming years. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.